Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series and our Real Stories of Success. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients' packages and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. Her knowledge is sought out by the media as well, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today we have an absolutely fabulous new real story of success, a guest with us, Bill Roth, who is founder of Earth 2017, that can be found at www.earth2017.com. And Bill is the Green Business Coach for Entrepreneur.com. Through this column, he has developed a national network of businesses and entrepreneurs who are pioneering best practices for growing green venues. His leadership roles have included serving as Senior Vice President of Energy Services for PG&E, COO of Texaco Ovonics Hydrogen Solutions, and President of Cleantech America. Bill has provided leadership on the launch of the first hydrogen-fueled Prius, the development of solar power plants, and the launch of the first web-based meter-linked energy information system that enables energy conservation and reduced costs by harvesting load shifting through real-time pricing. So thank you, Annie Jennings, and also Bill Roth, for being with us today.
Great pleasure. I am looking forward to talking about how Annie's best practices in outreach and marketing have really turned my business and my life around. So let's get started, Annie. Ask me a question so I can brag on you.
Well, wonderful. Well, when we first met, you simply had all the credentials. You simply had the talent. You had the knowledge. You were set. You were all dressed up, but did you have anywhere to go? That was the big question at the time, right?
I was worse than that, Annie. I didn't have a clue where to go. I didn't even know the right questions to ask, and you were patient enough to walk me through the vision and the process for an outreach that I now call Know and Embrace It. I'll talk further, I guess, in a few minutes about this national network of companies that I now have developed as a result of following your suggested best practices that are growing green revenues. They're making money today by satisfying the customer's search for cost less, mean more solutions. But that none of that would have happened if you hadn't got me going out there into the World Wide Web, connecting, stimulating conversation, engaging, and all that just flows right back to me in terms of developing this network, developing business opportunities, finding ways of making money.
All right, terrific. So we're going to go over some of these things, such as what lessons did Bill learn throughout this entire process? Why did he initially resist? That's an interesting question because it's common. It's commonplace. Many people wonder what moves to make next, and sometimes you do need a little bit of leap of faith, a little bit of confidence, a little bit of I'm getting the feeling this is the right thing to do, I'm just going to do it. So we'll talk a little bit about that because initially we came to Bill and we had an opportunity for him to become a regular columnist. Now that's huge. That's cutting edge. That's creme de la creme. That's almost as good as it gets. That's one of your top five placements in the country. And we wanted this for Bill. He was clearly qualified for it. So he had everything going for him. And initially, Bill, you resisted it a little bit.
You know, ignorance is a major barrier to movement, isn't it? So I was ignorant on the whole idea that Entrepreneur.com was such a great opportunity. I was ill-informed about really the outreach that can be achieved by new media and social media, and you were just banging your my hard-headedness.
Mm-hmm.
But you were so passionate and so persistent and so candid that, you know, I said, let's go for it. Let's just do it. And it was money well spent. So thank you, Annie.
Exactly. And just so everyone knows is that we guarantee all of our placements. So my guarantee, Bill, you had nothing to lose. If it didn't work out, if your column didn't get posted, you had absolutely nothing to lose because we weren't going to require you pay us until, and we actually didn't run your credit card, until it actually did happen. And
absolutely
you were convinced
right that
you got what you were paying for.
And I did, and you did, and thank you.
Mm-hmm, yes, of course, and thank you, too. And that's a nice thing about our model of deliverables, and we love that. We really like to promote that people ask the question, what is the deliverable to me? How can it further my business model? How will it help me gain the competitive edge, more opportunities? And you can tell us a little bit now. So as you became a columnist or entrepreneur, and actually, first, why don't we go to your website? It's beautiful. And let's bring our listeners over to your website, which is
earth2017.com.
Okay, good. So that's earth2017.com. All right, let's look at that, because Bill, if you could bring us through your site, because I see that you've done some incredible things here, and show us how you leveraged your entrepreneur.com column, which, as you mentioned in earlier conversations, it really started your entire future going for you in terms of introducing you or creating liaisons with the right companies and organizations, allow you to create, you know, numerous new projects that are now serving the world, changing the world. So it all started, you know, with one little phone call about would you like to participate as a regular columnist in this nationally known media outlet, online media outlet, and it all started with you saying yes.
It did, Annie. I mean, I have to warn your listeners that there's a one-minute video with me in front of one of the pioneering green businesses called Amanda's, which I think could be the world's first healthy fast food restaurant. But I would never have found Amanda's. I would have never networked with all these fantastic businesses, large and small, across the United States, and in fact now around the world, without first writing these articles on what I thought was an upcoming huge business opportunity I called the Green Economic Revolution. That was the title of my first article. I threw it out there. And the wonderful thing about the web is people respond. And I started getting phone calls, emails. I followed up with them. And over about a two-year period, I have developed this literally international network of companies that are just springing up with new ideas, new products, new pricing strategies, new branding strategies, new marketing strategies for engaging in what I think will be a $10 trillion global sustainable economy by the year 2017. As a professional economist, I did a model, and out came that type of result, and therefore the creation of this outreach resource to everybody called Earth 2017.
Which is fantastic, and you've become a major influencer, a thought leader in your field, and just probably the premier expert in your field, driving green technology forward as it relates to our everyday lives.
Well, that's exactly right. There's three consumer groups that are driving this growth in sustainability. One is the sustainable CEO. These are senior thought leaders and senior business leaders who are embracing the idea that mm-hmm. they do something within their organization to reduce emissions. The more, from my perspective, exciting group of consumers are the concerned caregivers. That's our moms.
Mm-hmm.
It's all as wellness. And they're a multi-trillion-dollar annual buying power. And their kids, the millennial generation, see this as their future. And they're a multi-trillion-dollar annual buying group.
Mm-hmm.
When I plugged all this into my economic model, out came, I think, the premier opportunity available to every business in America to reshape their pricing, branding, and marketing to capture capture the pursuit of these customers for a cost-less, mean-more solution and grow revenues in this very, very difficult soft recovery economy. This is the path for America to restore jobs, restore our economy, and restore our environment.
Now I'm going to speak directly to our listeners. I mean, doesn't Bill sound, you know, a blessing? He's a blessing. He is a visionary. He is a pioneer. He's driving an entire new world forward in terms of a green, renewable, sustainable future for ourselves, which, as we know, is what we need to do for many reasons, including economic reasons. Bill always had this talent and this knowledge, and what he started to do was to apply everything he knew, in theory, to reality, thereby building the strategies that now are probably going to become the industry standard and that many companies are now using. And it all started with a simple yes. You know what? I'll take this column. And the column challenged him, right, Bill? Challenge you to start thinking more, too, and applying more, because every week now, or however often it was, you had to come up with new stuff. And with that applying of your knowledge to our everyday situation, you were able to just ignite your passion for everything that you're doing. And that, of course, creates and stimulates new ideas and new technologies and new ways to use ideas.
You're exactly right, Annie. I went from a well-informed theorist to an expert on the best practices for growing revenues. In fact, I've written a book. It's called The Secret Green Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about how bright I am. It's case studies of actual businesses, large and small, like the Amanda's that I'm standing in front of on the website, and talking about their actual success. It is such a highly motivational and credible message that is applicable to every business in the United States. In fact, I have a Taiwanese client who is having the book translated into Mandarin because he sees this as the roadmap for selling in the United States. I have a Danish company that found me and has engaged me on exactly that. They have a highly efficient water management system, and they were looking for, how do I sell this in the United States? Boom. Only because of the advice you gave me and my execution on that advice was I able to find this network and these customers. So thank you, Annie.
It is my pleasure. In fact, that's why we're here. Our mission statement is for the betterment of all. Now, those are just five simple words, for the betterment of all. But in order for me to accomplish our mission statement, which is our passion and what drives us forward every day, I need to have people like Bill in my life. Bill, who was a theorist, and he knew everything. And now apply that to our real-world situation, and that's where we're able to really affect the lives and improve the lives of everyone in our world. So he's allowed me to live my mission statement for the betterment of all. So thank you, Bill.
Well, Annie, I love that mission statement. And I've said a couple times, cost less, mean more. That is so aligned with your mission statement. The world is looking for solutions. And one of the solutions is they have to be price competitive, but they also have to advance the wellness of the individual and the family and the economy and the environment. And isn't it exciting for both of us to be able to both make money and make a positive difference? And
exactly.
That's opportunity available to everybody.
I look at it as a partnership. We look at our company as a partnership. We partner with you. We'll meet you halfway. You have to meet us halfway. We have the strategy. We have the plan. And then all you have to do is apply your knowledge and just get into the plan with us. That's it. Just buy into the plan that we know works because we've seen it work so many times before.
Well, I'm a living testament. It works.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to 2010 being the meaningful year, both in terms of revenue and societal and environmental impacts of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so please, folks, get out there, engage, listen to what Annie says, and let's make a difference for ourselves and for our world.
Well, that's wonderful, Bill. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on our teleseminar today. You know, we love you, and we wish you the best and the most successful year of your life in 2010. We're recording this early January. Maybe you'll come back, and you'll let us know how this year has been for you, maybe towards the end of the year. Again, we've been speaking with Bill Roth. And Bill Roth is a green business coach. You'll see him up there on earth2017.com. That's www.earth2017.com. Be sure to email him if you have any questions, but you can go over his website now and just see how he has leveraged his first-time opportunity by becoming a regular columnist into so much more for himself, including global change, and he's become quite a global influencer. And it just doesn't get any better than that, Bill. You're living the dream.
Yeah, but thanks to you, Annie.
It's my pleasure.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.